ever seen a CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. That's
known by the name of the Great Northwest.
Taking CanCon beyond Nickelback on your FM dial.
The land of the setting sun has taken my bows away, everyone.
Careful now, we didn't have time to insert the, so be advised, what you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
This show may contain explicit lyrics. Listener discretion is advised.
What up, it's your boy DJ Slam, aka Live Arms, aka Gouda Fresh, aka the Gravitron Don, the man born with 1,000 air horns, coming in hot from Toronto. To give a shout out to DJ Denise and the Urban Renewal Project every single Tuesday from 10 till midnight on Vancouver's Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM, celebrating your Canadian hip-hop and R&B artist on Vancouver's number one locally inspired hip-hop show. DJ Denise, hit him with a goddamn air horn.
What up, Vancouver? It's your man G Wonder G Wizzle, straight out Toronto, the 6, you see me? You're now listening to the Urban Renewal Project on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, Vancouver's number one hip-hop show. Every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to midnight, Pacific Standard Time. Shout out my homegirl, DJ Denise. You already know what it is, you see me? Zin.
Jewel, that's cool. Plus, take you to school. It's the Urban Renewal Project, where they project what's best in the south of the north, plus all the way west, Vancouver and the surrounding area. Don't get perturbed in the birds. You know they're taking care of your blast. The broadcast shine a light so bright. The 10 to 12 is a delight every Tuesday night on 100.5, aka Co-op Radio. And it just don't stop. You rock on. You rock on. You rock on.
Welcome to URP Radio. I'm your host, DJ Denise, and I've got another amazing guest for you all this week. Xylo is an artist bringing his bounce to hip-hop with potent punchlines. Residing in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and was raised in Toronto's East End, Scarborough, his approach to music is blending each song he's grown up with while adding his fresh dose into the mix. Xylo wants every song to make you move while executing flawless lyrics. Welcome to the show, Xylo. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
This is dope. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation. It's so great to find out about local artists who are doing their thing. Yo, please share with us, you know, how did you get your stage name?
Well, my stage name was given to me by my friend, DJ T-Will. And it's a funny story, but it's not that interesting. He had a burner Twitter account, and I didn't have Twitter at the time. So he gave that account to me, and I just started calling myself Xylo because that was the name of it. And yeah, it's not that interesting of a story.
No, that's dope. Okay. Spawns from Twitter. Formerly known as Twitter, now X.
It has a ring to it.
Well, the origin story of the stage name is always so important. So it's great to hear that your DJ gave it to you. You got christened with the name. Yo, okay. Well, yeah, let's get into social media. Like, how do you feel about social media? Is it fun for you or is it a chore?
I'd say it's a chore.
Okay.
It's a chore. Gotcha. And I'm not really in tune with all that stuff, but I know it's important, so I mean I do my best here and there to, you know, post on there but it's a bit of a chore for me.
Oh, got you. Okay. Well, I'm curious, so does management, and shout out to management. Did you want to shout out your management? real quick?
Yeah, DJ T Will.
Okay, dope.
And so, DJ T Will. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. And, he's a genius.
Big things. So does DJ T Will take care of all of your social media for you?
Yeah, he takes care of all of that.
That's what's up. Yeah, the team behind the artist is always so important. You want to shout out the photographers, the videographers, the editors, and people like that too that are on the team.
I don't have anybody on my team, but photographer Heather.Styles.
And local peeps.
Yes, she's local. Yeah. She's local.
Anybody in Vancouver, you're looking for photos, get at them. Because, like, for real, all of our local photographers, videographers, they need support. For real,
that's a lot of people in the city.
No, that. Thank you so much for sharing. All right, I'll move on. In the studio, there's always like different ways to make music. Like, I'm curious about your construction style, like your song construction style. Like, tell us, is it like you hear the beat first, or do you come in with a melody in mind? Like, what does it look like for you when you're recording?
Yeah, so as much as I love the lyrical aspect of rap music, the sound is really important to me, because because of my older brother, I grew up on a lot of West Coast music, like DJ Quick and Dr. Dre and DJ Battlecast. So I got infatuated with that sound. And then from then on, they sampled a lot of classic 70s funk bands like Slave and George Clinton, Funkadelic. So I love that sound. So I always try to find a sound that I like. And then from then on, I can dig deep and find something authentic to write about. So I always try to find a sound that I like first. That's my first step. And then the topic or the theme of the song, and because of being a fan of Kendrick, he's big on being real and saying something meaningful in my music. So I was inspired by him, and that's why Time Machine and KWYA are authentic songs where I had to dig deep and actually say something meaningful. So it's a two-step process. And then, I come in with a melody afterwards, and then I try to be as lyrical as I can. So that's my process, basically.
Word. Wow, you got a deep process. I really like hearing how artists like take on the challenge of creating songs and working on it like that. That's so dope that you take the time to like even follow how Kendrick and the greats do their thing, like Kendrick Lamar's. Wow, a big artist right now. Loving the style. Right. Oh my gosh. Okay. So do you want to share some of your writing styles? Like, do you just go into the studio and then like freestyle, or do you have like sometimes write some stuff down?
Oh, I always write.
Word.
And I have to be honest, I'm not a good freestyler, and I should work on that. But yeah, I always write before I go into the studio.
Dope. Wow. Okay. When did you realize you needed to be doing music full time? Was there like a at an event, or we were at like an event where folks were like getting live, and you're like, yo, I could do this. This is me. Like, was there a moment in time where it was like you realized this was for you? Music was for you?
Yeah, for sure. I always wanted to write raps. I always did, actually. When I was in high school, I used to write raps. But then I could never write a full song. You know what I mean? I could never write a verse at the time. And I wasn't being authentic at the time. I was young and I was immature, and I didn't know how to tap into myself. So I'd always write raps with a gun bar in there and something that was not real. But then I had a friend. I had a friend in high school who's a rapper, and he's still rapping right now. His name's Ranky. So back in the day, he made a song, and I heard it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is really good. This is beyond what I could do. So I thought, you know what? Because of my respect for hip-hop music, I don't think I'm ready. So I stopped. And it wasn't until I turned 22 where I had a bit more life experience and I matured, and I said, you know what, maybe I should pick the pen back up and try it. And I amazed myself and I wrote a full song. And I said, hey, I can do this now because I know what to say, and I'm a bit more mature, and yeah, it's going to reflect in the music.
Exactly. Yeah, and especially I'm sure you studied a lot of raps in between too, so it got you, you know, getting the cadence and the flow together. Yeah, that's
definitely.
That's fire. Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you have any fans who are messaging, you know, commenting and like just wanting to make sure that you feel inspired? Is there anyone you want to shout out? Or one time did somebody say something to you that was just like, okay, yes, the people get my music?
At the moment, you know, my so-called fans or whatever, it's mostly people that I've known growing up. You know, I haven't really spread my music. My music's not really, it hasn't reached most people because they haven't heard it yet, but I'm working on it. And yeah, most of the people who like my stuff are people I grew up with, and their opinion means a lot to me because I know I grew up around music heads. You know, all my friends are music heads, and they like my stuff, and they're always honest. So yeah.
It means a lot. That's amazing. Yeah, I was gonna say big shout out to the day ones. They've been there with you from the beginning. Well, yeah, we should. Okay, well, if people haven't heard much of your music, we should like play some right now. I got Stars and Planets. Please tell us about, you know, who's the producer on this track. Give us that feeling in the studio, and when was this released?
Stars and Planets is unreleased, but I'm glad that you're playing it right now. And the producer for this is this gentleman named Yogic Beats. And he's not local. I found him on YouTube, and I heard the beat. He connected with me, and I just went in.
Fire. Yogic Beats. That's dope. Is that a YouTube?
That's Y-O-G-I-C.
Okay.
Beats. You can find him on Instagram.
No, I can't fuck with y'all. No, I can't fuck with y'all, so stop playing with me. No, I can't fuck with y'all. No, I can't fuck with y'all, so stop playing with me. I feel the energy when I step in the room. I should've stayed on my pad, or stayed in my cocoon. It's sort of bugging me, I'm losing my buzz this soon. And it stings for a king to deal with jokers and fools. But when we leave to the skies, girl, the time will melt. The only pain you'll feel is whoopings from Orion's belt. Maybe y'all are that Boris and Mo. Urge for them to watch us, cause they seeing us off. Baby, you better buckle up, because it's about time to lift off. We don't need a car for when the both of us drift off. You tired of this place and can't stand it. So off we go to space, baby, and we didn't plan it. So grab
the stars and the planets. Imagine, I wish I could be up there now with you. It happened like magic. We're dancing, and I get to feel it right now. With y'all. No, I can't buff with y'all, so stop playing with me. No, I can't buff with y'all. See, no, I can't buff with y'all, so stop playing with me. Relax your mind and relax your soul. Can't do it right again, so I have to go. Moonwalking, though my dad was an average Joe. He couldn't see beyond the stars without a telescope. And girl, I really can't wait to embrace you after hotboxing my spacesuit. A place up there where we can make love. So if you have a kid telling me came from above, we joined up my hot club. Imagine, I wish I could be up there now with you. It happened like magic. We're dancing, and I get to feel it right now with you. I won't go if you don't follow. Though the world could end tomorrow, it means nothing to us. We're in this galaxy of love. Take us somewhere with no sorrow. Up in space, I don't feel. Up there.
minutes. Imagine, I wish I could be up there now with you. It happened like magic. We're dancing, and I get to feel it right now with you. No, I won't lose my balance beyond the stars to heaven. Our love is our rocket fuel. No, I won't lose my balance beyond the stars to heaven. Our love is our rocket fuel.
Oh, I. Oh, I, yeah, baby, let's make love beyond the sky.
Welcome back to URP Radio. I'm your host, DJ Denise, and yo, thank you so much to Xylo for chilling with us. Xylo is from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That track you just heard, Stars and Planets, y'all. Stars and Planets is an unreleased exclusive track on URP Radio. Go follow URP Radio on Instagram. You can get so much information on what we got going on next, where we're going to be at, all that stuff. And Xylo for chilling with us from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Yo, we're going to get right back into our interview because we have so much more to talk about. This is fire. Are all of your songs unreleased?
KWIA I released that song May 16th.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, we'll pause on that. I just wanted to know because I my next question is, where in the world is your music playing the most? Because, you know, now we have analytics. You can check where in the world stuff is playing and how many streams it's getting. Do you know some of these numbers or is your management watching that?
Yes, my management, he showed me the analytics, and I believe Scarborough, cause that's where I'm from, Scarborough has the most streams, I believe.
That's big. Shout out to Toronto.
Yeah, shout out to Toronto.
Now, okay, let's talk about the Toronto links. When did you leave Toronto to come to Vancouver?
I left when I was 18 years old.
Okay. That, yeah, well, that's not too long ago. So you still have people vibing with you? Do you talk to people on the regular from Toronto?
Sure, yeah. Every day, yeah. I fly back when I can.
Nice. Yeah, the Toronto to Vancouver connect. That's a strong link.
There's a great music scene out there in Toronto, yes. Which I was part inspired by.
Yeah. Stay locked in. Okay. Is there
a lot of artists love out there?
So yeah, bear artists. It's amazing. I was gonna say, what's your favorite thing about writing a new song? Do you have like one favorite thing?
Yeah, it's that I don't know what I'm gonna write about. That's the exciting thing. Once I hear an instrumental that I really connect with, I always pull something out and I surprise myself. That's my favorite thing.
Yo.
And I'm excited for people to hear it. Right. When I hear people connecting to my music, like I have a friend who told me that he wanted to cry when he heard Time Machine. I'm like, oh my God, that means so much. Because it really puts things into perspective that, you know, we all share similar stories and we feel oneness through the music. And I love that.
Facts. Oh my gosh. Okay. Tell us about the process of making music and working alongside T-Lo, because like you all have been working together for a minute, so it must be like you guys must have a serious process, right?
T-Will is a music genius, I'll tell you that. There's songs that I wrote hooks for, and I had to say, and I'm not the greatest singer out there. But when I sing the demo and I send it to him and I tell him, okay, yeah, I'm going to need a feature on this, he knows exactly what I want. I was not in the studio with the singer when we completed Time Machine and all of my songs, but T-Will, he didn't even know he could do this. He can direct singers on how he wants the song to sound, and it always comes out perfect. I don't feel embarrassed to send him songs that are unfinished. And I'm like, hey, what do you think of this? And he's like, yeah, I can see the vision. He's like that. And he can see the path, the future of music. And he's just a genius. I'm lucky to have him.
That's so dope that you got that. Okay, okay. Yeah, when you're thinking about the state of rap right now, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Are you feeling positive, or how are you feeling that things are going with the music industry?
Personally, I like it. From all the times where I was aware of hip hop, I mean, I don't think there's been a bad time, because I mean, there's always been lyrical rappers and whatever. Lupe Fiasco's always been around since I was listening to music. Royce of 5'9", and so I mean, I don't think there's ever been a bad time. I think whatever you want to look for, it's out there. You know, if people aren't upset at what other people are listening to, if you want to look for what you want, I think, and that's what I do, I think it's a good time right now. I think it's always been, you know, I don't think there's ever a bad time in hip hop music. That. Personally, yeah, that's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, the music is people. I think as rap is like the highest streamed rap and hip hop, highest streamed genre. Right now too, so it's taking it next level, like, you know,
right,
like from back in the day there's so many different, oh man, yeah, no, I love that, saying that. Yeah,
and it's not, and it's the highest stream genre. I did not know that, but it's not even about that, you know what I mean?
Right That's true. The inspiration comes from all types of music. I wanted to find out, yeah, like what are three words?
I want people to know that numbers don't matter.
Oh, numbers, yeah, matter. True. What are three words that summarize your day? Like, say, like a day that you're in the studio. Run us through just like three words that would summarize your entire day.
A day in the life. When I go to the studio, I'm excited. I'm nervous. Excited because, you know, it's a new song, and releasing new music is just, that's just something I'm passionate about. And I'm nervous because I'm like, maybe the song, and I hate to say it, but, you know, well, I do care about how it's going to sound. You know, as much as I love lyrical rap, I do care about how it sounds, you know? So I'm like, is it going to sound good to me? And a third word, what should I say? Grateful. Grateful that I can even do this, you know?
Yeah, that's dope. Okay, what was it that you heard as a kid that inspired you to want to, you know, get on the, well, you know, want to get on stage, make music, record, and then, like, yeah, like, put yourself out there as a performer?
I'm gonna say as a kid, or when I was a kid, but I was old enough to understand, I'd say Good Kid, Mad City inspired me to make music.
Whoa, Big Sean.
The most.
Yes.
And,
oh, my God.
And Big Sean, too. I used to listen to him a lot. And, yeah, those guys were motivational for me.
That's fire. Okay. Well, so who in the game do you think is taking hip-hop to the next level? I mean, like, when you think...
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Like you said, Kendrick Lamar killing it. Are there any like lower, like underground rappers that you're also watching and vibing with? Maybe even local. Anybody local?
There's this rapper from Toronto named Evo the Saint.
Okay.
And I feel like people should really, really listen to him because he deserves it. I can tell by listening to his music that he's really working on his craft and he perfected it. You know what I mean? I actually messaged him the other day. I've never met him before, but I'm like, dude, you're fucking incredible. And I bought his project.
Wow, this is fire. Now we have a link that you shared, a Toronto link. This is big. See, yeah, no, it's amazing because, like, some of these underground rappers, they don't get the love that you know, you can usually get. So it's fire that you're mentioning, folks, in Toronto that are coming up. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So how do you break through such a saturated field of artists in Canada? Because, like, there's so much music. And like you said, Evil the Saint, he's doing his thing. How do you get to the top? I'm curious about, you know, if there's a method.
By being me, simply, just by being me. And I want more people to hear it. And the more people that hear it, if you like it, I'm super grateful. And if not, that's fine. I'm making music for myself, really. Because I like it. I really do play back my music and I listen to it when I'm by myself and I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And if other people like it, that's great. But I mean, I'm still trying to make a living out of it. So obviously I want more people to hear it. But just by being me and doing what I like and just not following trends, you know, no one can really take your fan. I'm just saying this to myself and other artists. Nobody can really take your fans and you can't take anyone's fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can like more than one artist. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
Well, let's get back into the music. You have Time Machine out. Please, how did you connect with JC? How did you connect with JC?
Well, JC and I, we actually went to the same elementary school.
Mm.
And I remember being a kid and hearing her sing, and JC was incredible, you know? I remember her singing in talent shows, and I was like, oh my goodness. So one day when I made Time Machine, DJ T-Will and JC and I, the three of us, actually went to elementary school together. When I made Time Machine and I wrote the hook, T-Will said, hey, you know what? I think JC would be perfect on this. I'm like, what? Because I haven't heard her sing in years, since I was a little kid, like before I was a teenager. So he called her up, and she doesn't sing professionally too. So whatever, he called her up. She went to the studio with T-Will. I heard it and I'm like, this is perfect. This is perfect. And I'll definitely hit JC up for future music too. Both of the songs, KWI and Time Machine, are with JC.
Oh, big yes. And so Time Machine too, who's the producer?
Cheap Limousine. It's a producer named Cheap Limousine.
Unreal.
Exclusive.
Thank you.
Just for you, DJ Denise.
Turn the time machine back to 2003. And baby,
cheap.
After the song, let's go back to a time before it all went wrong. I wanna
go back in the days with you. Way before your trauma got the best of you. We was off our playing in the neighborhood. A time and place not even we thought life was good. Ooh, I wanna turn back time. Rewrite your future and mine. Bring back that grandiose. Run 100+ miles to get it. Outside past 9, curfews are on a roll time. Those days are lit in my mind. I'm getting back in my
when I think of those days, but this time machine gon' make sure that they never gon' fade. The pain that I feel when I see you like this, so I'm going back in time so I don't feel so helpless. All of the anger that you felt in your heart led you to do a couple things that put you right behind bars. But I'm going back to when you had all the joy, way before your hood had it destroyed. So I close my eyes and
go back in the days with you. Way before your trauma got the best of you. We was off our playing in the future and mine. Bring back that grandiose smile. I would run 100+ miles to get it. Outside past 9, curfews are on our own time. Those days they live in my mind. I'm getting back in my time machine.
Trauma, stress,
and pain, it's all too much. You held the door open for them when you was on your way up. Max occupancy was reached, you had your boundaries breached. Started pushing your buttons and turned you up into something you not. Not prepared for the drop, but life ain't fair. Instead of helping you up, people stop and just give you stares. But the rock you stuck in, this is where I'm coming. I'm the emergency button, all you gotta do is just
go back in the days with you. Way before your trauma got the best of you. We was also playing in the neighborhood. A time and place not even we thought life was good.
For you I'll travel back in time. Bring back the
breakthrough. Go back in time and take you away from the place that makes you the worst version of yourself. Teleport you away before you saw your homies killed. Wishful thinking, but this fantasy is a useful shield. If I could travel back in time to keep that youthful feel, so you can live through that instead of living through this rap. Watch me tap into the fat in the youth. Reverse the street, squeeze in your heart even though you had the juice. I can't watch with these fruits of labor, with a childhood that's spoiled, not savored. Make you realize you've been blessed and highly favored. Make you grow up in a house so big you won't even find your neighbors. What I know now, I wish I raised you. Only way you have a truce ahead would be with a braid. I'm saying I'ma change the way that you came up. And that's what I do with the
time machine.
Welcome back to URP Radio. I'm your host, DJ Denise. Thank you so much for chilling with us today and listening to Xylo. Big shout out to Xylo and that track, Time Machine. You can follow Xylo on all streaming platforms. Follow DJ Denise 35 on Instagram. Follow URP Radio on Instagram. And hey, we are bringing you that great, great local music. Xylo is from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Local, local, local music. And we produce the show in Vancouver. Big shout out to Vancouver Co-op Radio and also UMFM, the University of Winnipeg, for playing the show a second time out in Winnipeg. We got to shout out the people that love us most. And yo, please go to URP Radio's Instagram and support in any way that you can. Any support is good support. We got t-shirts that we're selling online. You can hit up our Patreon and support our page. There's so much work that goes into producing each show every week, and we would love some support. All right, we're gonna get right back into this. Let's go. Also share with us, you know, your dream collaborations, because you're collaborating with your high school friends, making it work. I'm sure, like, you mentioned Kendrick Lamar a lot. Who will be on that dream collaboration list?
Oh my God, there's a lot of people. I want to work with Charlie Wilson one day.
Okay.
I want to work with The Weeknd. I want to work with Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. DJ Quick and Battle Cat for sure. There's a lot of people I want to work with. There's a lot.
The list is endless. But dream collaborations, when you speak it into existence too, you know, it helps to get it going, because you envision yourself already doing it, right? So big shout out to you for saying that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so 2024, it's rumbling along. I'm curious, like, where can we expect to find Xylo at the end of the year? Like, so 2025 is just around the corner. Where can we expect to find you?
Release more music. That's my number one goal. Release more music. Market it more, and I want more people to hear it, and release more music.
Promote more music. When you think of British Columbia, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
It's peaceful out here.
Yes.
It's peaceful out here. You know, that's one thing I like. When going on hikes and when there's no bears or cougars around, it's peaceful. It's nice. I like it out here.
Yo, shout out to BC for having the beautiful mountains and the hiking spots. Okay. I love hearing this. Can you name three essentials for you for the perfect day off? Like, what do you need for the perfect day off? Example, maybe a good bowl of soup, or like a spliff, or you know, a quiet space to just chill out in. Like, please tell us, yeah, what are three essentials when you get to have a day off?
To be honest with you, I like a day doing nothing, watching movies, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah. Just binge all the films you can get in. I love that. Okay.
Yeah. Whoa. I haven't actually done that in a while because I'm writing raps, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. Chill and veg out. Okay. What is some advice that maybe you were given earlier in your career that you want to share with people just coming into the industry today? Like, is there anything that you know, kind of live by or use for your own career?
Be real, be authentic, and don't think about numbers.
Yo.
Being famous is not, it's not the goal.
Yep. That's big. That is amazing that you have that. I guess thinking about back in the day when you were a kid too, what were some of your goals when you were growing up? Like, were you into sports? What kind of things were you dealing with back in the day?
Oh, to be honest, as a kid, I wanted to be a superhero, to be honest with you.
For real? Oh, yeah. Fly around? like Superman.
Yeah, I'm really serious.
Okay.
At school, when I remember being in kindergarten and the teacher was asking us, what do you guys want to do when you get older? I'm like, I want to be a superhero. I'm like, no, seriously. I'm like, that's not a real job. And I was pissed off.
Wow.
I'm like, yo, what else I want to do with my life?
You're like, I want to be like, were you thinking like the Batman vibes or the Spider-Man vibes? Were you?
I wanted to be Spider-Man, to be honest.
Okay, the real, be flying from buildings and stuff like that. That's dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do that at home, though.
Yeah, for real. Be careful. Okay.
Yeah, I learned the hard way.
And do you want to share any like daily rituals that you have, just to chill out? You know, I've heard people say they have a cup of tea, or they, you know, soak in a hot bath, or like have incense around. Is there anything that like really calms you that you want to share?
Something that really calms me. Yeah, I would say tea too. Matcha tea. It really helps.
Yo.
That's so good. Trust me.
So good. No, shout out to you for talking about matcha tea. That's flames right there.
And you know what? Doing some yoga.
Oh, there we go. Yes. The inner self. That's so good. Okay. I love you.
And also, you know, screaming in an enclosed space.
Oh,
you know,
let it all out. Yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, yes, this is so amazing. I want to get your social media out there so that people can follow you. And if they were thinking about possibly featuring, where's the best way to get a hold of you online?
Yes, Xylo Music on Instagram.
Okay, and you have TikTok too?
Yes, I do. The TikTok should be the same.
Yes. Yes, the same. All
Xylo. Just TikTok is Xylo in all caps.
Oh,
Xylo, all caps.
Okay, thank you. And then management. So when you're getting bookings, can you shout out the management so people can book you or holler at you for features or anything that they wanna, you know?
Holler at DJ T Will.
T Will. Okay. Dope.
And that's DJ. TWXLL.
Fire. This is so crucial because, like, getting those bookings right now, that's what's up. And the collabs we were talking about, so important, so crucial. Wow. It's so great to speak with you and, like, learn about your journey and find out all about your music. it's great that you're now in Vancouver and you have the Toronto connection, because that's like, it's almost like the pipeline to music, right? Everybody who knows anybody in Toronto, they're blowing up. Oh, big shout out to you. And thank you for joining us. I have one more song to play out with. Please share with us KWYA, Know Who You Are, featuring JC. Tell us about writing this song, you know, who produced it, and when it was released.
Know Who You Are was released May 16th. It was produced by this producer named 2K Magic. And that's Magic with a J. And it's featuring Auntie Will, and it's featuring JC. And I thought that this song would be a great first song to be released, a great debut, because I'm telling you about myself. This is, you're getting a glimpse of my upbringing and who I am, and what I want to represent as an artist.
Mm. And big shout out to 2K Magic. We had 2K Magic on the show a couple of months ago from Toronto.
Oh, no way.
Big shout out to the Lynx right there.
The Lynx are in
this. That's what's up. Okay, do you want to tell us a little bit more about how you know 2K Magic and how y'all have been working together?
Again, Lynx. Toronto Lynx. Okay. That's never met him before, but DJ T-Will knows him, and
okay, shout out that the pure links from collaboration and people that you know in the industry. All right, I love hearing this. No, I want to thank you again, Xylo, for chilling with us at URP Radio. It's been amazing to learn about so much of your music, and holy, we are all linked together from Vancouver and Toronto. This is so amazing, and yeah, I can't wait to see where your career goes from here.
Thank you so much.
My mom's mourning cause she's raising a son. Raised up in terror, I ain't raising a pun. Most of the time your son who's kissed was by the rays of the sun. From doing dishes, right to go to toasting up and finally raising up one. I brought raising when I think what's been done. Every time the family had some sort of struggle trying to raise up some funds, my dad would raise his hands at me, but no high fives, he wasn't raising a bun.
Thinking, dreaming all day. So easy to hide your pain.
You always see me, baby. I know you told me that I got a good grip, tight grip on holding grudges. And if I'm tied down but don't move, it's not a struggle. And it's okay to cry, cause rainbows show up in puddles. Man, it's time for me to live my life. Was never on, but I can still reach out to touch the sky. Immaculate feeling, I'm cleansing my spirit. I'm living just so I can go make it kill it.
Thinking, dreaming all day. So easy to hide your pain. I wanna know who you are, boy.
Vancouver, British Columbia, and you're listening to URP Radio, hosted by DJ Denise.
Welcome back to URP Radio. I'm your host, DJ Denise, and yes, it's been amazing chatting with Xylo. That last song you heard right there was called KWYA, featuring JC. Big shout out to Xylo from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, for joining us this week. We are so happy to showcase our local artists and also find out a lot about their journey. Go follow URP Radio on Instagram and all other social media platforms. You can also support us by going to our Patreon page. We are building content every single week. Our weekly playlists are doing really well, showcasing Canadian artists across the entire country and spotlighting Vancouver locals as well. All right, this is the time where we're going to get into our 1 hour long mix, and it's going to be a great one again. 2024 has really proven to show that music in Canada is amazing. Go follow DJ Denise 35 on Instagram. I'm doing things all over the place. Big shout out to our artists that stopped through the studio this week. Wow, it was amazing to touch down and chat with folks from Edmonton, Calgary, and Toronto. Can you believe it? Three different artists from different spots in Canada in the studio with DJ Denise. I'm loving all the work that I'm doing, and it's been amazing and such a great ride to be here with y'all. We're gonna get into this. Let's go.
Anybody else? I had to see what lay down a strong foundation with daily prayer and meditation, so our love could bloom. I cut my cords and made peace with my past, then whispered a sweet voice. Love has other plans.
Song about fathers. In a society that treats sensitivity like an allergy, take an antihistamine and stop your sniffling, cause dads get hurt, but they don't cry. Every day they die for us and we don't know why. I got my father's eyes blue like the skies he works under, and I wonder if I got his character. I used to measure my feet next to his and hope one day to fill his shoes. Now manhood looms on the horizon like a prairie sunrise and orange light. I recognize the selfless act, sacrifice for a father's love. After shaving neckties, Sundays in June just won't suffice. I could cry, not for loss, but for all I've gained. Love stained on my being. I believe in me and my ability. Self-worth can't be put on and worn like a vest. You gave it to me when I was little, and I still carry it to this day in my chest. Thanks, Dad. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I've always had a father. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I've always had a father.
Yo, this is Epic. I'm gonna kick an old school rap. Yo, where my peeps at? I think that you should see that. I wanna be a strong man and I think that I can be that. I wanna be on the rise and surprise you with a fat job and a house overlooking the lake and the lies. Epic fucking tries every day to give thanks and not make the same mistakes you did as a kid. I follow your footsteps in the dark, and dad, I spark the microphone with my heart. Now ain't that a start? I know you departed us brokenhearted, but we can work this out in the living years. Giving fears as your daughter sits on her deathbed, we be giving tears. So here's to the future. I feel your inner struggles. Dad, I've grown. I've got troubles of my own. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I've always had a father. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I've always had a father. I'm blessed. I've always had a father.
As a young boy, I always wanted a kitten, but my father told me they were too damned expensive. Kittens need shots, he said. Kittens need to be fixed. Kittens need expensive kitten foods. They'd shit in our houseplants and rip up the couch with their sharp kitten claws. But I really wanted that kitten, I cried. Little soldiers don't play with kitties and they don't cry, he said. I saw him today at the nursing home gurgling down spoonfuls of cream corn. I plunged spoonful after spoonful of the yellow paste into his face. I acted mechanically, the spoonfuls becoming more frequent, like pistons now. I watched his old frame snort and choke, his eyes rolling back, and as I wiped the cream corn from his lifeless face, I did not cry.
I'm blessed, I've always had a father. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I've always had a father.
The Monster again, Zero. Monster Zero. Command all units to take defensive position. Yes, sir.
What is Monster Zero?
Monster Zero is the reason we cannot live on the surface, but must forever live underground like this. I will show you
Monster Zero.
Pay heed to my warning. The entire human race will perish from the earth. Where the monster Ghidra passes, only flaming ruins are left.
Ghidra.
Of course, that's why she has the pistol.
What pistol?
When I first met her, she was carrying a pistol in her purse. I asked her about it and she explained to me. And I believed her.
So now you're convinced that we're from outer space.
That's right. What do you have on your mind?
Peace terms.
Peace terms?
A nice idea.
Would be a bad situation if that creature came here to Earth.
It's worse. He's arrived.
How could that possibly be? And why?
What is it? Is it alive? What is it?
What is it, my lovely lady?
It's Ghidorah. Ghidorah the space monster.
I think we should...
Jesus Christ, shut up and listen.
It is very likely that one or more of you know this individual. Someone who's experienced working in a laboratory, with access to select biological agents, with the knowledge or expertise to produce a deadly product. Someone who's standoffish and works in isolation. A killer who may have used off hours in a laboratory to produce...
Music, brother!
What? You call that music?
Yeah.
Christ almighty, it's only goddamn jungle warfare, man. Stand out here selling
trees. Yes, that's what they are. Trees.
Where'd you find this?
I told you. I've been looking around.
Where?
Well, I was going to show it to you. As a matter of fact, I've been testing it. I just found out it was pure a little bit ago.
Well, I underrated you, mister.
I do call myself an expert, but I'm sorry to tell you. I've never seen King Ghidorah.
Not even on Lagos Island.
On Lagos? I'm very sorry, young man, but I can't waste time talking to you anymore.
The people want to know, and they want to know now.
Streets when King Ghidorah is in your area.
It's King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah will destroy the whole country.
But why? Why King Ghidorah?
He's not from the earth. What happened?
Ghidorah is a space monster. I will get in touch when you feel like giving up.
Remain where you are.
John.
And I'm Gordy.
I'm not getting enough airtime.
What are you saying, Winnipeg, then?
Okay.
We're the Farrell Brothers. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
and you may be possible as well. He's a grown man, like the